This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Fascism is alive and well in America today, but it's coming from those on the left. There is an almost religious liberal fundamentalism at work, and let me explain how it works. The left, they are ideological fundamentalists. They believe that you have to conform to everything that they demand you believe in, or you are ostracized, or you are evil, or you need to be silenced, you need to be shut down, or even in some cases, you need to be killed. This is what they believe. This is what they talk about. And this belief, this fascism, or what I call religious liberal fundamentalism, also extends through Google and Facebook and universities, educational institutions, of course, the media, and of course, the bureaucracy of government as well. You must agree to everything the liberals demand in order to be included, in order to be popular, in order to be accepted by society. And if you disagree with any of those things, climate change or the magic of transgenderism and spontaneous genetic transmutation or big government spending, entitlements, whatever, or like you have to hate Trump in order to be accepted. If you don't hate Trump, if you don't spout vitriol against Trump on a daily basis, then you are not considered acceptable. And this is all coming from the political side that says it is tolerant. Yes, tolerance to them means kowtowing to their belief system. And if you don't kowtow, then you're cut off. I mean, look at Tim Allen. They canceled his show because he refused to play along with the liberal fundamentalism that has taken over Hollywood. And what's really fascinating to me is that these religious liberal fundamentalists, they have no idea that they are the fascists. They think that Trump is the fascist. They're out there buying the book 1984, reading it, and mistakenly thinking that that's Trump's administration. No, that's you. You are the fascists. You are the ones who are Orwellian. You are the ones who are trying to suppress speech and suppress thoughts and suppress opinions. That's describing you. You are the ones through your political correctness enforcement who have shut down critical thinking, who have shut down diversity of thought, and who have shut down what really makes a free society free, which is an open dialogue among people who may not always agree on everything. And that's supposed to be okay. That should be fine that people don't agree. That should be a hallmark of a free society where you've got discussions and dialogue among people who do not have absolute obedience and conformity. Because think about it, if you've got a group of people and they all 100% agree on everything, that's not diversity, is it? That's conformity, that's obedience, and that's what the left demands. It's funny that when they talk about diversity, they don't mean people who have different ideas and have different speech. What they mean is a room full of people who all have the exact same thoughts, the exact same narratives, but who happen to have different skin color. That's diversity to the left. That's tolerance, is killing people who don't agree with you, but welcoming people who have absolute obedience to your narratives as long as they have different skin color. That's the absurdity of the fascism of the left. Now, this fascism is extremely dangerous. You may have already noticed. It's dangerous because, of course, like all fundamentalist religions, it has no tolerance for any ideas outside of what it already believes. So, if you've got you've got this group, and they're becoming more violent, and they're becoming more enraged, and they literally want to kill their opposition, which is, I don't know, libertarians or conservatives or Trump supporters or Second Amendment people or pro-Constitution people. They want to kill them. And the rhetoric, it starts as words, but then it escalates into actions. And we've already seen some of the violent protests. We've seen the executions of police officers in Dallas. We've seen the beatings of white people ripped out of their cars and beaten right there on the street. This is how it escalates into a shooting war, into a civil war. That's exactly where it's going. It's not going to probably be very much longer before it gets to that point. And as it does, it's going to be, it's going to have a very high risk of things breaking down into a civil war nationally. This is where things get very, very bad and very dangerous. And I want you to be prepared for that because it's coming. The left is not going to back down because they are fundamentalists. They are like, it's like they're on a jihad, right? Their religion is their liberalism. Whether it's climate change or Planned Parenthood, abortions, whatever. That's their religion. And they're willing to kill you to make sure that their religion succeeds. And that's why they're a lot like jihad. It's a very dangerous time for all Americans because these people, these fascists on the left, they are just like the Third Reich. They're just like the Nazis. They're just like the brown shirts running around, beating up anybody that disagrees with them. I mean, they're like the people in the Cultural Revolution in China, ripping academics out of their homes and shooting them in the head because they had knowledge that disagreed with the state. That's what it's coming to in America. And the fascists are going to have to be stopped. It will probably happen in the upcoming Civil War if it unfolds as I currently foresee. I see Trump being impeached, indicted, followed by a massive march on Washington, probably a million patriots armed with guns, marching in there, taking over the Washington Post, arresting the entire Senate, perhaps, restoring basic law and order, taking over the government in order to restore the republic and defend this country from the left-wing cultural fascists who are trying to overthrow the government. We're going to see, I believe, we're going to see patriots acting in the defense of this republic to shut down the fascists, but it's going to take some time to get to that point. Unfortunately, I see a lot of bloodshed in this conflict. I don't think that's avoidable at this point because America has already gone so far down the road of fascism, and the left is mentally ill, irrational, has no understanding of history, has no respect for law, has no respect for the outcome of any election. Things are at a very, very dangerous time right now for America. So I hope you stay safe. I hope America can be saved and defended. And it is going to take probably a Second Amendment activation in order to achieve that. So be ready for that call, the Second Amendment activation call, to activate America's immune system against the cultural cancer known as liberalism. It must be defeated if America is to be saved. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for HealthRangerReport.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also, glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.